DW Spectrum with Connor Dillon and Gabriel Borrowed.
Hello and welcome to Spectrum. My name is Connor Dillon.
And I'm Gabriel Borrowed.
And get some antivirus software. Thank you very much, man.
Der Weltraum. Unendliche Weiten. Wir schreiben das Jahr 2200. Dies sind die Abenteuer des Raumschiffs Enterprise, das mit seiner 400 Mann starken Besatzung 5 Jahre lang unterwegs ist, um neue Welten zu erforschen.
Okay, so that was the Star Trek theme in German, obviously. A lot of fans here in Germany. One of them is a guy named Hubert Zitt. He is an engineer. He is deeply involved in software. He's in Kaiserslautern here in Germany. And we wanted to talk to him because he has a very interesting idea about how technologies are shaped by science fiction.
Without Star Trek, we wouldn't have a lot of the gadgets we have today, according to Hubert Zitt.
And this might seem kind of like an out there idea, but we wanted to hear from him. We thought you might be interested in what he has to say.
That's right. Imagine sitting around, sitting in front of his laptop with Hubert Zitt, a German Trekkie par excellence, and having him tell us how Star Trek has shaped our world.
Computer, are you familiar with the inhabitants of Tau Alpha C? Affirmative. Are any presently located on any starbase or vessel within communication distance? Negative. Estimated time to Tau Alpha C at warp 9.5. 123 days.
Hubert, we have just seen a woman walk into a room and kind of give some commands. How does that have anything to do with now or the future?
That's Star Trek, and they show 50 years ago maybe that we can talk with computers. Computer understand not only the words, they understand the meaning of the sentence. I don't think they could imagine in the late 60s that we can talk with computers in such a way.
A lot of people would look at Star Trek, at this clip of a woman using what we today would call a voice assistant, and which we all are beginning to take for granted. And they would say, okay, the people in the show sort of predicted, the writers of the show predicted a technology that would ultimately come anyway. But if I understand you correctly, you're not saying that. You're saying that sci-fi shows like this one, like Star Trek, shape the technology of the future.
The producers of Star Trek, they ask scientists, doctors, physicists, how could you imagine the future for your environment, for your field? Maybe the doctors, they say, why should it take some blood of a patient when I want to know the blood sugar? Could it be possible to do that contactless, to measure the blood sugar contactless? And today we can. That's amazing.
You're talking to a guy who can do that.
That's really amazing because nobody thought that we will have something like that. You can use your smartphone and look at the blood sugar. That's for me, that's that. These are the visions of Star Trek, which became already reality.
So what does that mean? The people who developed Siri saw that episode or that clip of Star Trek and they've had that in their mind somewhere? Or did it just get... Did it spread through collectively through to the brain of our times? Or
I don't know. I think the real science and science fiction, they inspired each other.
Does this work for all scientific advancement? Like this blood glucose monitor that's on my left arm right now, which means that I don't have to poke my fingers. Because of some kind of art somewhere, that's why I have this thing on my arm? Or is it only for this very specific, these technical gadgets that we've been looking at here, like Siri or tablets like you were just mentioning?
Oh, no. I actually think that it has also an impact in our social life, not only in the technique. Star Trek showed us also how we should live in the future. So all this,
How?
Maybe no racism. Yeah, the very first kiss, interracial kiss between a white man and a colored woman were shown in Star Trek in the US TV when Captain Kirk kissed Lieutenant Uhura. That's had nothing to do with technique. And this shows us how we should interact, how we should live. What are the real values in our life? It is not Science fiction is not the smartphone and it's not the computer. It is how we live and how we interact.
So what you're saying is that the true message of Star Trek has been lost on us.
Yes.
But we picked up Siri.
Yes, that's what I think. For me, it is fantastic what kind of technique they show. But I think it's more important to see that Star Trek shows us a future we would like to have.
Well, this bolero has some bounce in it after all.
Maurice Ravel. Yeah, this isn't so boring.
No, it's not boring at all. And it's building underneath our feet. Hey, a big special thanks this week to all of the experts we talked to. The last one you heard there, Hubert Sitz. There was Yuval Ron, Ryan Johnson,
giving
you some tips.
Boris Nikolai Conrad.
Boris the Brain. Also to Gus and Larry, we read your emails. Thank you for those emails. A lot of emails come in. We can't get to all of them, but we try.
Thank you for those kind words, and keep them coming. Spectrum@dw.com.
Another big thank you, Jan Winkelmann and Michael Springer, our studio technicians. Thank you for your help this week. And finally, to all of you out there in the big wide world, have a wonderful
week ahead.